Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, to your phones, as promised. Here's Angry Hank calling us from Worcester on the Celtics. You feeling anything with the Celtics there, Hank?
Michael, how you doing? You're right. You know, those guys going to the Knicks makes them relevant again. You know, I mean, that was pretty funny, Crackhouse.
I mean, you can't get any more pathetic than what the Knicks are right now.
Oh, it's been sad for years. So, anyways, before I get to G. Willikers Stevens, I just want to touch on Kyrie real quick. You know how much I love him. If KD goes there, I really want him to take Kyrie because he is the poison pill. He is the cyanide wrapped in anthrax laced with freaking hemlock who has ruined this team. I mean, he's actually ruined Stevens to the point where I want your sports geeks to tell me what the percentage is that he can actually call a play on a timeout and get the ball, even not a turnover. I mean, he can't even get a shot off, never mind making the play. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. So my whole thing is I just want Kyrie out of here. I've had enough. I'm with you, Murray. Big Jim, give me a little toot because I'm almost off the train.
I don't have the horn with me. The whistle, rather.
It's the anti-Celtics whistle. You're off the train. You're not buying any of this.
No, I'm not.
You don't think the door is ajar at all. You don't think they have any shot. You've closed the door.
No, and the last straw for me was after the West Coast road trip, which I thought was overrated because it was a complete no-show by Golden State. But fine, and they figured everything out on the plane right out there. The big therapy session. They come back. I was more impressed with the two wins at home, Sacramento and Atlanta, because they were down. In the Atlanta game, they blew a 25-point lead, but they still managed to win those two games. Shame on me because they lost the next four in atrocious fashion, including the one in Philadelphia to the 76ers, who they own. And that's why I said no. They're the same dysfunctional mess they've been all season. I'm not buying it because they beat the Heat these last couple of games.
Side thing of Kyrie to the Knicks. Oh, my God, what a tremendous villain he would be back here in Boston.
Oh.
Can you imagine Kyrie coming back here?
It'd be a great hot ticket that night. People would be ready to boo.
As a New York Knickerbocker, after the way he's carried on the last 2 years here in Boston, standing up in front of those people saying, I'm coming back, he lied to you. And then he submarines your season with his selfish nonsense, and then he goes to New York and he comes back. Ooh, yeah. Those would be good days.
Resurrects so like. The Knicks.
Those that would like. Be good days, guys. Anthony in Connecticut. Go ahead, Anthony.
What's going on, fellas? Listen, I just wanted to make a comment real quick about the whole Gordon Hayward's wife thing. And you were saying that Gordon Hayward really handled it like a pro, and, you know, he's really been a good sport about everything
he has.
Going on with him. So my question to you is, do you think he would be such a good sport if every day you guys were pestering him with the questions on why he's only averaging 11 points a game?
Yes, he has been. He absolutely has been, Anthony. Absolutely.
And I listen to you guys every day, and I haven't heard you guys or any other show really pour it on him, and you all giving him a pass on his ankle. I get it as a bad injury, but any other person, player in this town getting paid $30 million and not producing, you guys go in on them. He's gotten a pass.
Oh, I disagree.
And Brad Stevens.
I disagree. All right. Brad, I disagree on both those. I disagree on both those.
The Christmas Day game was the last straw for me when it came to the ankle. I didn't want to hear any more complaints about the ankle and him being timid on the floor because of it. Christmas.
Here's the difference.
We were talking about benching him like 3 weeks ago.
Hayward's play, his anemic, scared, pathetic play, has gotten a ton of airtime. What the difference with Kyrie is that Hayward doesn't make it worse with his mouth. He doesn't say anything or do anything or create any waves or sort of push back. He's just
kind of there.
He just takes it and goes home. And then obviously bitches to his wife, who then tweets it. But for the most part, we've had nothing to react to with Gordon Hayward other than the fact on some nights it looks like he can't play. So that story sort of begins and ends. Kyrie, every other night throwing the young guys under the bus. Every other night throwing the coach under the bus. The I, me, my. Like Kyrie, the next level of Kyrie comes because of his yapper and the nonstop chatter, the diarrhea of his mouth. That's the difference.
In fact, the more I think about it, Kyrie's play this year
has
generated very little criticism.
Exactly.
It's really been about all the bull crap that goes along with him.
Oh, my God. Crying about not getting the last shot, then calling Bron. I mean, there's just a million examples. That's what gets the reaction. Josh.
He loves the attention, doesn't he? He loves it.
Josh and Weymouth, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say if the Celtics were a stock right now, I would fully buy in right now. I think they are finally healthy. They're finally strong. I think that this whole New York, Kyrie, Kevin Durant nonsense is just nonsense. I mean, it's the Knicks. Every season I hear you guys say that everyone's going to go to L.A., they get LeBron.
Hold on. I've been telling you people are going to go to LeBron, go to L.A., and then they get LeBron James, the best player in the league. Wouldn't you say that I was right about that?
Yeah, but they missed the playoffs, didn't they, this year?
I didn't predict what team they were going to be. I just told you the stars are going to go there like they always do.
Yeah, but what stars have gone to the Knicks other than Carmelo Anthony and Mari Stoudemire with his bad knees?
I never said that about the Knicks. I said about the Lakers.
Okay, well how's that working out? And Paul George was supposed to be there, and Russell Westbrook was supposed to be there. Let's just stop project so much as you guys are, first of all. And secondly, the fact that Jim Murray is hosting a show that Adam Kaufman should be is ridiculous.
And there it is, the biggest insult I'll ever get in my entire life. Hands down, that's the coldest thing anyone
you did.
Yeah, and he'll bore the audience to tears. That's the biggest insult anyone's ever going to give. Congratulations, Josh, you won.
Jim Murray.
You won.
So, Josh, you want Adam Kaufman back?
Why'd you go worry some more, Jim? Because this team is fine. They're
good. Oh, yeah, everything's fine. It's just a pisser, John. Yeah. Yeah, Josh, whatever the hell your name is. Yeah, let's just ignore the whole season. And let's pour too much into the fact that they won against the Miami Heat. Boy, they were so good at home last night. And Goran Dragic, who turned into a complete pumpkin, where he was great here in Boston in the more competitive game, they're not that good. They're a borderline playoff team. Now they're on the outside looking in, and they're one of seven. I'll keep bringing this up. They're one of seven teams who have a losing home record. You know how bad that is? It's them, the Suns, the Knicks, the Atlanta Hawks, and this is supposed to be a playoff team. I'm supposed to take that seriously? Yeah, let's just ignore that four-game losing streak after they came back from the West Coast, won a couple of games that I bought too much into, and then they lost to Denver, and they lost at Philly. Who you own. You gave that game away. Who else did they lose to? San Antonio, a complete no-show that Sunday game. Fine. Buy too much into this game and into this team right now. I'm wrong.
I do miss Kaufman's Celtics commentary, though.
Yeah, guys, when the playoffs start, are you guys going to, like, improve your coverage and have any special guests in like Kaufman?
Murray, what was your favorite part about that show?
Oh, when you would, like, yell at him all the time when you had to produce it. Jimmy,
you know, now that I think of it, actually, when the Celtics get into the playoffs, on those days, days after games, make sure you schedule Kaufman in my response.
The caller was on to something. Kaufman should be getting those swings Saturdays at 11. Bubba in California. Go ahead, Bubba.
Noon.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kyrie's the poison pill for the Celtics. And you know, originally I thought he would be the fix-all, but he's not. I think it's time to move on him. I think the greatest thing that they could possibly do is try and go after Durant like they did before, uh-huh. Bring him to the Celtics, and have Durant just piss off Kyrie and say, see you later.
Durant to the Celtics. That's not the first caller to think about that.
No, look, the only way I think it could happen is Durant would have to opt in, and then, you know, you do sign and trade. You do a sign. But look, again, why would Durant do that when he can go resurrect the Knicks?
Well, or stay where he is. If he wants to, you know, that's not his own thing here. As Kyrie's learning, this is a little different. The organization's the story.
It's
bigger than you here. It just is. So they're not going to clear the decks and let it be your show here. If Durant just wants to be a piece of an ensemble to win a championship, why would he leave?
He wouldn't.
He wants to leave because he wants his own thing. He wants to be the celebrated savior star, the guy. And so that's why it's the Knicks. It wouldn't be here. This is a poor man's Golden State. If that's the case, he'd just stay where he was.
Which is why I think him in New York with Kyrie, that could fail. Because the two of them, for the first time in their lives, would have to, like, you know, share with one another. And I don't know if the two of them are capable of it. But this idea that, you know, time to move on from Kyrie. Okay, whatever you guys say. That's good. We can beat the Atlanta Hawks with Al Horford when he was there and win 60 games and get our asses kicked in the playoffs.
Bob and Needham, go ahead.
Yeah, again, you both have early onset Alzheimer's. The Celtics haven't won since 2008. That's 11 years. He'd be resurrecting us. Durant would be resurrecting us. They haven't won anything in 11 years. I guess that's okay with you people, but it's not with me. And secondly, L.A. Boston back in the heyday with Bird and Magic was certainly not boring. The five San Antonio titles were boring.
Oh, that was boring. I'll agree with you that. The San Antonio titles were more boring than Celtics Lakers. I'll grant you that.
Well, Magic Bird was boring to you, apparently to you.
It was.
The two Houston ones.
It got old. I'm just going to cut you off. Jordan's run was boring. I'm sorry. It was. And the San Antonio thing, he's right. Those were boring teams and boring championships. Mostly. The one they lost to the Heat was a great series. But wait, I'm parsing words. The Celtics Magic and Celtics Lakers was entertaining basketball. But trust me, from being around the country, every year, Celtics Lakers, and then you got to turn the TV on and there's Heinsohn or Russell or one of you people plattering on about the Celtics. That wasn't great for the rest of the country. I just hate to break it to you. It wasn't.
No, that's, I mean, he's a good source. Bob from Needham is going to tell me that people weren't sick of Boston at that time.
This ain't great either. LeBron, Golden State, four straight years in the finals.
It ran its course.
Good Lord.
That last one, like, what a waste.
Total waste.
Four? I mean, I know it's always been the league's always been top heavy, but this is stupid.
I mean, that thing was going to be a smoke show last year no matter what, and then J.R. Smith forgot the score, and that really put the topper on it.
So I'm telling you, if the Lakers get another guy for LeBron, and Durant and Kyrie go to New York, and Houston's still there. Kawhi Leonard goes somewhere that matters. And now you've got legitimately five teams or six teams. That's a ton for the NBA, by the way. It's usually two or three. And Boston is in there. You know, Boston's still going to be in there somewhere. And you've got that mix of teams. Then now you're talking. That's better for the league. I'm
sure
sorry.
It is. Yeah, if you break up that Golden State thing and a couple of teams get a little bit better, it could be good. Could be a good league next year.
Okay, the latest on Kraft and something that I heard today or overnight that I hadn't heard anywhere. The deal that's on the table for Robert Kraft and what you know he's really really has at stake. We'll get to that right after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5.
This Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Five, the Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
The larger point to keep in mind is that really nobody thinks this will actually end up in a jury trial. You've got misdemeanor charges. And what's really going on is this standoff over the diversion agreement that the prosecutor has offered Kraft. What that means is if he were to accept it, they would drop the charges, they would expunge his record, they would seal all the evidence. But they want something in return. And the sticking point is the state wants Kraft and the other 24 defendants to admit that they would have lost had this gone to court. That's where Kraft says he won't bend. He doesn't want to admit to a crime, even though he has not disputed the actual facts that investigators or law enforcement have presented in the case. So this, they're basically running the clock. They also have a motion right now. Kraft wants that video evidence sealed, whether he signs that diversion deal or not.
That's TJ Quinn on ESPN. And I'd never heard anyone say that before, Maz, that if he accepts the plea, they seal the evidence. Quinn just said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you heard people, you know, wonder about that, you know, and I think that should be part of the deal, that if I'm prosecutors down there and you agree to our terms, meaning, just say you would have lost a trial, we'll seal the evidence, and we'll seal the video. Goodbye. And that's a fair deal. Well, apparently that's on the table.
That's a totally fair deal. In fact, that's what the deal really should be.
It's what it should be, absolutely. But I haven't heard all the commentary, so I may have missed someone. But, you know, Quinn just sort of treats it like that's it. That's the deal. Where, you know, because I had heard others say that actually if he settles, then the video is actually going to be released because now it's public record and it's not going to be a trial. It's no longer under dispute. And so under the Florida's laws, which are very liberal, apparently, in terms of releasing records, that it would. So if Kraft settled, it would be released. So Kraft has to fight it to keep the video sealed because once it's settled, then it's released. I've heard other people say that. Quinn says just the opposite. Quinn says if he takes the deal, they will seal all the evidence. And so he's on with Olbermann here. So Olbermann has a follow-up question, and it's sort of convoluted, but Olbermann's question here is sort of be like, well, this is a risk now, because if it goes to trial...
Right, it's a matter of which one do you want, really, to me, but I'll explain that in a second.
Well, but going to trial means it's automatically going to be released, because now you're in open court and it has to be released.
Correct.
So that's sort of the follow-up question.
Is there a way back from him on this, though? If they don't settle it in some way, would the jury trial automatically happen? Because, as you know, prosecutors say they have video of this, these alleged sexual acts. If there's a trial, that video would necessarily become public. There's no way out from that. There's no way for both of those things not to happen, right?
No, it's exactly it. That the two concerns. One are to make sure that he separates himself publicly from any accusations of sex trafficking. We saw ourselves the evidence. It seems unlikely the two women he were with could have been trafficked. The other thing is keeping that evidence out of the public. They don't want it. He's got a deal on the table that he could agree to that would seal it forever. If he really pursues it, then yes, of course it becomes public. And Florida has very liberal open records laws that would allow that video evidence to be made public.
A deal on the table that would seal it forever. So now really, what are we doing?
Okay, so again, this is why I say Kraft's
got to... Because it's all about the video, I agree. So, and if you're saying that he doesn't want the record, he doesn't want the charge, they drop it. All the charges are dropped. So what's, I don't get it.
He doesn't want to admit guilt.
He can't take the hit. Can't take the loss. God, that bugs me.
So to me, he
went for sex, he had sex, he paid for sex. Why can't you just say you had a bad day, you made a mistake? Like, you can't do that?
So to me, this is what I mean. Which one do you want? Do you want, if you're him, what would you rather have? And I'm asking you this both rhetorically and seriously. If you were him and you had to choose between accepting guilt or burying the tape, what would you pick?
Well, he gets to have both.
No, he's going for both. But he might not get both.
Say it again. Frame it again.
If you had to choose, you were him.
Yes.
Right now,
no, I'm me.
Okay, but you are he's basically presented with a scenario right now of admit that you would lose in court, accept guilt.
Okay, those aren't the same thing. Okay, I keep stopping on that.
But he views it that way, I'm willing to bet.
If I were offered the deal, which means I would have lost in court, which is not saying I'm guilty. And I want to follow up on that.
Okay.
That's a key distinction.
Okay.
He does not have to plead guilty or admit guilt.
Okay. So again, fine. Let's phrase it the way you want it phrased then.
I'm a take the hit guy. I am. And maybe this is why I'll never be a billionaire. Okay. But I am a guy, generally in my life, just take the hit, Felger. Just take it and go home, put the kids to bed, and wake up the next day. And it's all, you know, that's generally how I do it. I'm not a big battler, like, especially when I'm wrong, and let's face it, I'm usually wrong. So especially when I'm wrong, which is most of the time.
Okay, so
I'm a guy that just take it. Just take it and move on and admit yourself and try and improve and don't create World War III, especially when you're the a-hole.
Okay, so to me, the scenario being presented him is admit that you would lose in court or bury the tape.
Quinn is saying both. That's what Quinn is saying. The deal is he gets to do both.
Right.
But if he makes the deal, he'll still get punished by the NFL. I think that's the other thing that's looming.
Whether he makes the deal or not.
That's going to happen regardless.
That's going to happen regardless.
But I think he believes that if he ends up beating this on some kind of technicality, that he's still going to get off with the league.
Yeah, see, the problem is that the prosecution is presenting him with the scenario, if you want to bury the tape, you have to admit that you would lose in court. He can't choose.
Okay. No.
He wants both.
Yes, of course he wants both. So he wants that. I understand the either, but I'm just telling you, and this is the thing.
I don't understand why he's digging in on this.
He doesn't. I do, because he can't take the ego.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
So he doesn't have to admit guilt, and he doesn't even have to plead guilt. He only has to say,
I would have lost in court.
I would have lost in court. So that's purely ego. All that is ego.
He's bluffing, Mike.
He never admitted to it. He never accepted guilt. He never pled guilt. Charges were dropped. Evidence is sealed. All he has to say in a one-off situation is that I would have lost in court, and he can't bring himself to do it?
Because
he's bluffing.
Because I still think he thinks he can get off with the league. Because if that were to happen, and while the tape would never come out, and legally he has, you know, he gets away with it, he would still have to say to the league and explain, well, okay, then the league would ask.
He hasn't denied the crux of it. Went for sex, had sex, paid for sex. He hasn't denied any of that.
Yeah, but if the league would still have to say, well, what are you in court in the first place for? He still has to tell them that, so he's still going to get suspended.
It's not going to go away, right? He's going to get suspended either way.
Yeah, I don't think the softening the penalty from the standpoint of the league is honestly a factor.
Here's the point about...
It's about admitting that
right.
He made the mistake, he can't do it.
We're now at a point where he doesn't want the other side to win. It's just so fraudulent, the way they're demonizing the folks down there.
But like, he's bluffing. He's got to be bluffing.
Are you sure?
Well, so here's the point.
The deadline's tomorrow for the plea deal.
Okay, so does he want to go to trial?
He couldn't possibly.
What do you think is more important to him?
The video.
Okay, then he's bluffing. He's bluffing.
And you think ultimately he'll cave?
I do. I'll tell you this. If I'm the prosecution.
Or not cave, but they'll come to a deal.
Yeah, if I'm the prosecution, I wouldn't acquiesce to his demands. Stay right where you are. Because by the deadline tomorrow, if Kraft doesn't accept this thing's going to trial and that tape becomes public, that's your leverage. He's bluffing. He's bluffing.
You know, unless he gets it thrown out.
Okay, so that, now again.
And that's possible. Like,
sure, that's entirely possible.
Said from day one, you have enough money, you throw enough lawyers at it, you'll find something. Maybe they found something. Maybe they reached on that warrant. There were no signs of, there were signs, but they overplayed the signs of trafficking. And
okay, but if it gets thrown out, does the tape become public?
If it's thrown out, does the tape become public? I don't know. All I know is that Quinn... I mean,
they can't seal it if the case is thrown out.
I don't know. Quinn didn't address that. Quinn said the deal on the table is that if he accepts the plea deal, which says all he has to do is say I would have lost in court, the evidence is sealed forever.
Yep.
That's what Quinn said. I haven't heard anyone else say that. That to me is a key point. If that's all he cares about is that video, well, here's your chance. Just say you would have lost in court. And here's what I want to follow up on. You people, you pathetic dimwit Patriot fans who think the ideal gas law explains the balls are going to believe whatever they say. So Kraft can easily, for you people, which is the bulk of Patriots fans, say, yeah, I did that for the deal, but I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not guilty. And you'd all buy it. You'd all buy it. It's enough. There's enough room there for Kraft here, locally for sure, for most of his base, where he could say that thing was a cluster and they overreached. It was a joke. I said what I had to say, but I am not guilty. I did not accept guilt. I did not plead guilt, and I am not guilty. He can still do that. All he has to say is I would have lost in court. So he can still, and you people will buy it hook, line, and sinker. Good God. So he'd still have most of the Patriots fans. Would he have the league? No, but I think he's cooked there either way.
Right. I'm just telling you that I think in his eyes, saying that I would have lost in court is tantamount to an admission of guilt.
Especially now, because they immediately came out, I've done nothing illegal. He's lawyered up, and now they're going back and forth. This guy's a liar. They lied. The cops lied. That sheriff's a liar. They lie. You know, so now it's World War III. He can't walk it back, which is just, they'll seal the thing. Just say you would have lost in court.
So I want to know about the charges being dismissed. If the charges are dismissed, is the tape still is the tape then allowed to become public?
So I can't imagine that would be the case because he's fighting so hard for the thing to be dismissed. I mean, why would he fight so hard for the thing to be dismissed if that means the tape becomes public? I mean, that's just a whole other thing. That's what I didn't know. And who knows? Maybe Quinn's wrong. I didn't know that if he accepted that plea deal, it's sealed forever and that's it. That to me is an important thing because others had wondered as soon as he settles, then it becomes public because X, Y, and Z, I don't know, Dan Wallach or others had said that actually, no, once it's settled, it becomes public. But no, Quinn says just the opposite. That's the deal on the table. It's a fair deal.
Oh, it's a very fair deal. But again, this is why I presented to you as an either or, right? You have a choice. Either you seal the tape and admit that you would have lost in court, or you don't admit that you would have lost in court and the tape becomes public.
I take that first thing.
Of course, every time. Every time. And I can't believe that he's haggling over it. Like, what are you doing?
It's beyond stupid that it's got to this point.
Which is why I think he's bluffing. Right. Unless, and again, I don't know the ramifications of the case being dismissed. But so, in that case, maybe you're right. Maybe it's very simple.
And there's one more. Did you realize that rich white billionaires are now the subject of police harassment and profiling? Did you realize this? Did you realize this? I did not know.
This one's unbelievable.
That now he's actually a victim of police harassment and profiling. His friend spoke. You'll hear that coming back after Murray's update.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Mm-hmm.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The first thing I'd say to me, I try to find a positive in every negative. And I think the biggest thing that I've talked to Robert about every day these days is he's finally seeing what it's like to be a player in the NFL and a player in the NBA when you have experiences with law enforcement that aren't the way that you thought that they were going to be. And you're talking about a guy who it's been proven that, you know, a month ago, you see all over the media is all this talk about sex trafficking. The whole thing was made up by law enforcement. There was no sex trafficking.
Well, that was what they were trying to prove, right?
It's a lie. Yeah. They're not even trying to prove it. They've given up. No one's been charged. There was no sex trafficking. The law enforcement made it up. You know, he was illegally videoed. He was illegally pulled over. And now, you know, Rob's like, man, I get what our players go through when they get pulled over and they're, you know, and they're discriminated against. So, you know, I think it's been eye opening for him. He was like me a year and a half ago. I thought that the criminal justice system worked perfectly in 99.9% of the situations.
Good point, yeah.
And today I recognize it doesn't work well in most of the situations, not because they're bad people, it's because the system's fundamentally broken. What law enforcement always does is overcharge, and then no one can fight it, so people plead down, and then you're stuck within the system. So I think, you know, Robert is, he's going to, you know, come through this stronger than ever. You know, I think, you know, a lot of the true details will come out over time. It won't be as people believe, and I think he'll figure out how, you know, the great thing with Robert is he'll figure out how to make the country and the world a better place as a result of what he's gone through, because that's who he is.
Oh, that is rich. That is rich. That's Michael Rubin. He's the owner of Fanatics. He's a part owner of the Philadelphia 76ers. He's become Robert's buddy over the last two or three years. Rubin has cozied up to him pretty good, and now they're like best buds, running mates. And that was Michael Rubin at a conference or something in the last day or two. Robert says to me, now I get what our players go through when they get pulled over and they're discriminated against. Now he sees what it's like to be these NBA or NFL players, realizing that law enforcement isn't everything that I thought it was cracked up to be. You have got to be kidding me.
So the part that I don't get... You've
got to be kidding me.
When I say I don't get, I mean I get. But that I find amusing is while Rubin is rattling on and on, unlawfully pulled over, unlawfully recorded, he was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, hello? He was there. So what do you say? So again, are we talking about the legalities of it or the reality of it?
What he's talking about is, you know, being pulled over because you're African-American, you're being profiled. Which, Robert Kraft walked out of a massage parlor after having sex. That's not quite the same as being racially profiled. He walked into some place that was under a sting, committed a crime, and then was pulled over. Don't you think that's a little different than looking at the color of someone's skin?
This guy's an idiot.
Ruben?
Oh, I mean, like, I don't care how much money he has. I hear that kind of logic, and I say, what?
But this is the card we're playing now? Robert Kraft is subject to police harassment? Oh, please. Really? This is what we're doing now? Is this what we're going to do? Robert Kraft is the victim of police profiling and harassment.
Kind of gross.
Whew. That is. Oh, man. It keeps getting worse. I'll say again, the massage doesn't make me mad. It's sad and it's gross, as I said. Going in for the Orchids of Asia twice in 18 hours is that. But it doesn't outrage me. It doesn't anger me. It doesn't do anything. I'm happy to even drop that whole part of the story. Everything else... The deny, the cute, the lying, and now this? Now you're playing the victim? You're some sort of victim of police harassment and profiling? Like an African-American? What? They were watching a place of prostitution and you walked out of it. They were pulling over people who committed crimes that they saw on video. They were watching. And you got pulled over. They didn't just look at your gray hair and your Bentley and say, oh, I think this guy's trouble. No. They actually have you on tape And so they pulled you over.
No, again, he was unlawfully pulled over and unlawfully recorded. But he was there. So,
I mean, ultimately, he might have been. Maybe they reached on the warrants. Like, that'll come out.
Yes,
but you weren't profiled.
No. Are we talking about the legalities of it or the reality of it? Again, it's the same thing. Like, I look at it, and that boy, Michael Rubin must have led a tough life, huh? I mean, it must be tough to be white and have a lot of money.
Well, no, but now you're this. When you do, the cops come after you. It's just, oh, God. Just say you would have lost in court and say you had a bad day and you made a mistake. And, boy, you could just turn this. You had people on your side on so many levels. But this, I mean, who can relate to this? Who can relate to this?
Well, Michael Bennett, maybe that's why he just got the raise. You know, facing trumped up charges with that whole thing that happened in the Super Bowl a couple of years.
Oh, and you all killed Michael Bennett for that. Killed him. Killed him. Destroyed him.
That thing was such a crock.
And now Kraft doing the same thing? And he doing the exact same thing?
Of course he is.
Doesn't trust the police. The police lied. The officers lied. The sheriff lied. They pulled me over without just cause. I was profiled. I was harassed. He's doing the exact same thing that you all killed Michael Bennett for.
Yeah, and again, it's like, yeah, but Robert, you were there. Yeah, but they wouldn't have known that if they played by the rules.
God.
Like, that's the part that cracks me up. Like, oh, so you weren't doing anything wrong? Well, no, I was, but them knowing about it's illegal.
The whole fight gets my back
up. It is. It's comical, isn't it?
The whole fight gets my back up. It does. And it makes me root for the folks down there even more. This sheriff that they attacked down there. I'm with him. I trust him. I trust Will Snyder. I trust Will Snyder 10 times more than I trust Kraft's lawyers or Michael Rubin or maybe by extension Kraft himself. I think Will Snyder's heart is in the right place. That sheriff, and it's not even Kraft's sheriff. Again, it's just the guy they chose to attack. Will Snyder wasn't involved in Kraft's case. But Will Snyder has been a state legislator who has written laws on the books dealing with prostitution and sex trafficking. He's been at this for decades on the side of the law. And he realized rightly that the victims are typically not the girls. That the girls are the victims. They're not the criminals. And so he flipped it around. And I trust that guy. I trust that guy. I don't trust the other side at all. And good for Snyder. When Kraft's lawyers, he's a liar. His officers lied. Will Snyder said, quote, they can get all the high-priced attorneys they want and scream and yell that the cops are the bad ones. But the cops weren't the one who were having sex in the spas. End quote. You don't want to be the victim of harassment? Don't go solicit sex with a prostitute.
I know we're up against it a little, but I want to play the part of that comment again. He was unlawfully pulled over and the unlawfully recorded. That might be true. How about the fact that he was there? Like, that just blows me away. Like, holy crap.
No. Now he's
talk about missing the point.
And no, yeah, again, now he's Nelson Mandela in prison, you know, unfairly attacked and convicted and incarcerated. Good God. Seriously. Long commercial free segment is next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
I promise calls on everything, and including all of our Celtic stuff. You starting to get moved at all by the road win last night in Miami? Think there's a shot for that team? Are they starting to move it just a little bit? Move the needle just a little bit. There's that. Robin Hayward, Gordon Hayward's wife, Instagrammed last night. See what happens when my baby gets his shots and his minutes, just like the good old days or day. Sort of calling out his usage so far this year. That's a good one. Another NBA reporter says Kevin Durant is gone to the Knicks and Kyrie's probably going with him. That's on the table. So all those things, as promised, to your phone. Steve in Boston. Go ahead, Steve.
You two legal scholars are forgetting one very important thing, which is why Kraft has not taken the deal, and that is how worried he is about the civil liability and the lawsuit that will come from either the women or whoever if he even slightly opens the window and says that he would have lost in court. And number two, there's no possible way that this recording is going to end up sticking around. He's going to get that thrown out because they were never supposed to do it. It's crystal clear in the court order. And that's going to be the end of the whole thing. So that's why he's not agreeing to it. He doesn't want to get sued and lose his money, which is all he really cares about.
Okay. Clarence Darrow there on line four.
Okay, so the first thing I'll tell you, he might be
this
right.
This is the first I heard of the civil thing. That's a new one.
Okay, so he might be right. I don't know. I mean, he might be right about that. But again, when he says that they're going to get it thrown out about the video, to me, that's not the part that's relevant. It's about the video seeing the light of day. So, again, this guy's looking at it from purely a legal standpoint. I'm looking at it from a common sense and reality standpoint. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not pretending to be a lawyer. So when he says, you two legal scholars, I don't know what the law is. I'm not telling you I do. I'm telling you that the world believes that Robert Kraft was in there because he was. And that what went on was solicitation / prostitution, because it was.
I don't think he's coming from a legal standpoint. He's coming from a patriot standpoint, Maz.
Okay, so either way.
And on the law, you're right. I think Kraft will prevail on this stuff, because again, he's got the money, and he's got the lawyers, and he's going to beat up all those, you know, mid-level civil servants down there in Florida, and he'll probably prevail legally.
It doesn't matter if the tape gets thrown out of court.
This isn't my point. Right. I mean, whatever. Even if it gets thrown out or whatever. If he prevails, he wins all of it. I don't care. He probably will. That's not my issue. He looks extraordinarily bad doing it. I think it comes at a tremendous cost. And I can't speak for you. I can only speak for me. I don't like big guys beating up little guys. I don't like, you know, just the way they're carrying themselves. I don't like attacking cops who have their heart in the right place. And that Will Snyder, whether he overreached or not, or it was a faulty warrant or not, those cops on there had their heart in the right place. And so I'm on their side, not Roberts. And now he's some sort of victim of profiling and harassment? And that's absurd. That's so fraudulent. It's just wrong. So I don't prevail in court or not. I don't care. Philip and Melrose. Go ahead, Philip.
Hey, guys. I'm calling about Kyrie and Durant. I was wondering if I could get your opinion on it.
Yes.
I was wondering, what do you think the chances are of it becoming a Amari Carmelo situation, a 2.0, since there'll be two max contracts?
Right.
And also the last thing is, you guys commented that you think that Kyrie coming back as the villain would be a great thing.
Oh, it'd be tremendous.
What are the odds of that even happening? He hasn't been back to Cleveland yet. So he's probably going to hide from that for at least a year. So yeah. Just wanted to get your opinion on that. Thanks.
Right. Yeah,
a good point. He actually did play the one game. It was last year's opener.
But hold on.
I love that guy.
But hold on. Those Boston-Cleveland games are throwaways where you're resting your players and those you're going to win those either way. Like that. If he went to the Knicks, he couldn't duck the Celtics if they're 1-2 in the East.
Well, he'd find a way.
No, he wouldn't. No, he'd play those. Again, if you missed it before, Durant, Kyrie to the Knicks, just setting up what a tremendous, tremendous villain Kyrie would become here in Boston, be an all-timer. Imagine him coming back into the Garden after all the crap he's pulled here the last couple of years and how he helped grind this thing to a halt this year and how he lied to you, stood up in front of you to begin the year saying, I want to be here if you'll have me. And then he changes his mind and goes to the Knicks and comes back in a Knicks uniform and stands on the floor at the Garden. Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
He's a traitor.
He'd come back as quite the scoundrel.
So two things. What's that first thing that he asked, though?
No. So comparing it to Stoudemire and Carmelo.
Oh, yeah. But these guys are better.
Okay. Not even close. They're way better players than those two bums.
Stoudemire was washed up when he went there.
Well, he got hurt, too. But in the case of Carmelo, bum. He was a bum. And secondly, what was that guy's name again? Do you remember?
Whatever.
From Melrose. Melrose.
Wherever he's from.
Yeah. How come Jim from Melrose doesn't sound like that?
Dave in Berlin. Go ahead, Dave, on Kraft.
Hey, Tony. I was in gym class today, and I heard some of the older kids talking about Mr. Kraft is going to have to start taking a knee just because of all he's been through and the civil violations. I just wanted to know if that's true, and I'm wondering on your opinion about that. I'll listen off here, buddy. Thank you.
Let's start a GoFundMe for him.
Excellent.
The social injustice that men like Robert Kraft have had to deal with. I'm telling you, there is... We need to show some form of protest over, I mean, because as Michael Rubin said, like, now Robert knows what it feels like to be an African-American who's unfairly pulled over and profiled and harassed by the police and thrown into the system. Now Robert knows what it's like.
So in the home opener on Sunday night, Kraft and Michael Bennett will be in the locker room when they're playing together. The two of them in there.
No, center field. Fist in the air. Oh, what does this world come to if a billionaire can't roll to a massage parlor in his Bentley and get a little whoop, whoop? This is not a country that I want to live in.
Profiling.
Cam and Taunton, give me a football thought. Go ahead, Cam.
Hey, guys. I just want to touch on a storyline that I don't think is going to get enough pop since the Super Bowl, and that is this. I mean, the fact that they won the Super Bowl the year after the Malcolm Butler debacle almost makes it, I mean, I don't want to say it makes it a non-story because we're all wondering, like, what the hell was that all about? But the fact that they won the next year, if that was how it ended, is the last image of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in the Patriots dynasty was Nick Foles picking them apart and Malcolm Butler in tears. That would have left a sour taste in all of our mouths and would have been one of the first things we brought up when we talk about this dynasty in 20 years. The fact they won the very next year almost puts that story to bed. I think it's huge for Belichick. I really do.
Agreed. It's like the 2004 Red Sox.
I mean, I said this after the Super Bowl. To me, this one was about Bill. This was given the, because really, who was more important in the Super Bowl this year, Belichick or Brady?
Bill.
Absolutely. The whole thing. And given the way that last year ended, for Bill to do the 180 like he did and bring him back and win a championship, you know, run it basically a different kind of offense and get back there with a team that looked like it was dead and buried in week 15 or whatever it was. Like, to me, this year was about Bill. And the more you weigh it out, I'm sorry. Like, I know that there's Wooden and there is Phil Jackson and Red Auerbach. Not only do I think it's reached a point where this guy's the greatest football coach of all time, I think you can say he's the greatest coach ever in any sport.
Oh, definitely he's in that conversation. No question.
I mean, because basketball almost doesn't count. If you have the best player, you win 5 championships, for crying out loud. To win 6 Super Bowls.
But to get the best player because the best player's owner is in debt because of the circus? Is that how he got Russell? How did Red get Russell? What wasn't?
Something like that.
Wasn't it was like the... I have like half that story, as usual.
Yeah, it was not unlike the Babe Ruth going to the Yankees thing in some way.
He stole him because the owner was in trouble because of the ice capades or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. And I don't remember all the particulars. No, but again, even Phil Jackson, he had Kobe.
No, forget Jackson. I give you Auerbach.
Because at least Red was the architect. Like, he built the roster.
I'll give you Pat Riley before I give you Phil Jackson.
But Bill, like, honestly... I don't think any of those guys could win 6. And I know he's had Brady, so that's the asterisk. Okay? Because, again, Brady's huge in that whole thing. But 6 freaking Super Bowls? I don't know if there's ever been anybody to do what Belichick has done.
Okay, we want to follow up on that. And we will follow up on the Bedard story from yesterday as well. We'll do it right after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere. No commercials.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
on second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.